Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished today in the red across the board. Corn down 1 to 1.5 cents. Soybeans down 8 to 12 cents. Most of the pressure here was on the front end as those cancellation news came from the USDA early. And then wheat futures down 3 to 4 in Chicago wheat, down 1 to 2 in the front end of the Kansas City. Now, July 14 was unchanged here at 647. It traded as high as 653 1/4, about midday. That's a really good sign here for these guys growing wheat here. As the sun comes out in the southern plains and temperatures warm up, we'll see over the next month or so. We should see a little bit of improvement anyway due to the snow melt. But we've gone back above the 50-day moving average in wheat, which is a pretty bullish thing longer term as hedge funds will continue to cover that short position. You know, we rallied about 50 cents from the low of 650 at the end of January. So a 50-cent rally at this time of year is really pretty good, especially with the moisture we've received. Looking forward here over the next 30 days, temperatures should warm up a touch and are called to be above normal, but normal rainfall as well. So that crop should come out of dormancy and start to look pretty good over the next 2 weeks. And then us as traders are just ready for the cold weather to be over.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA announced a cancellation this morning, which has been expected over the last few weeks, but China canceled 272,000 metric tons of the 13-14 bean crop, and that's part of the resistance today, driving prices down. But they also announced a 240,000 metric ton purchase for the 14-15 crop year. So it's a little bit heavy on the front end, but supportive to the back end, and that's where we started today. We also had a weekly ethanol production report mid-morning. Production for the week was up to 6.31 million barrels. And ethanol stocks were also up, reaching the highest levels that we've seen in the past few weeks. All that with the ethanol margins, still about 85 cents a gallon in Iowa. So the overall picture there for ethanol, we're still producing a lot. Stocks are building. Profit margins are still positive. So that's really good long-term for corn. Another supporting factor here in corn is the fact that crude oil is over $100 a barrel. The front month March is just over at 130 here at the midday. But that's really good for ethanol and really good for corn long-term. Then we have exports tomorrow.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. February live cattle were down 70 cents at 142.10. March feeders were down 27 at 168.50. And February lean hogs were up 42 cents at 86.50. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was down 2.5 cents at 663 even. Chicago March wheat down 3.25 at 587 even. In the row crops, Chicago March corn down 1.5 at 440 even. And March soybeans were off 11.75 cents on the day at 1323 even. In the cotton markets, March cotton was down 30 points and closed at 88.37 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.